afternoon is Psalm 29, which we have just read.
今天下午我们要来学习的探讨的经文是诗篇第二十九篇，我们刚刚念过。
And this psalm has to do with God being our creator as well as governor.
这里的诗篇就提到的神是我们的创造者，也是掌控我们的。
And here we find that God is not only a God of creation.
我们看见在这里呢，神不只是那创造宇宙万物的那位神。
Our God is also a God of providence.
他也是护理整个宇宙万物的那位神。
A God created the whole universe.
那神创造了这宇宙万物。
He made you and me.
他造了你我。
And after he made everything, he did not go on a holiday. He did not go to sleep. He continues to work.
所以他创造了万物之后呢，他没有去度假或者去睡觉，他持续的控制着一切。
Although he rested from creating anything more,
那我们知道啊，他虽然安息的不再创造任何其他的东西了。
What he has already created, he is maintaining and sustaining.
他已经创造的万物，他仍然持续的。控制护理着万物
so that nothing in this world happens by chance.
所以在这世界上没有任何一件事情是靠着机理发生的。
Everything is pre-planned and ordained by God.
一切的事情都是神早已经计划好实现的。
Just like early on, we had heavy rain.
就好像刚才我们有下了大雨。
And now we have sunshine.
现在我们有阳光。
This is all pre-planned, ordained by God that rain should come earlier, and now we have sunshine.
这一切都是神早已经计划好、预定好的。先下雨，之后再有阳光。
So He is Creator, and He is also Governor or Ruler.
所以我们知道他是那创造者，也是那护理的人的那一位。
Now this psalm, you know, being a psalm, it is poetry.
那诗篇是一个诗集。
And in poetry, you know, there is poetic structure.
在诗集里面呢，他们有写诗的方式。
There's a form of parallelism.
有这个相对的这种作用。
And in this psalm, we do find such a structure.
所以在这篇诗篇里面，我们看见这样子的平行句。
And the first two verses of the psalm are linked to the last two verses of the psalm.
所以这诗篇的前面两节经文呢是跟最后的两节经文连在一起的。
The first two verses issue a command.
前面两节经文是一个命令。
So over here in verse 1 we read, Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
所以这第一到第二节这里就说到神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，归给耶和华，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
As you can see, the first two verses issue a number of commandments telling us what we must do in relation to our God.
所以从这两节经文，我们看见神发出的几项命令。告诉我们，我们该做些什么事情来回应我们的神。
And the last two verses are the conclusion. First two are commandments. The last two are conclusions.
所以前面两节经文是命令的，后面两节经文呢乃是总结。
And the psalm concludes with how great God is. And it says here, the Lord sitteth upon the flood. The Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will.Give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace.
所以当这个诗篇总结的时候，就阐述到神的伟大。这里说到洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，直到永远，耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓，赐平安的福给他的百姓。
And the last two verses conclude with what God has done or what God will do for us.
所以最后两节经文总结的时候，就讲述到神。成就了什么事情？神为我们成就了什么事
？So the first two speaks of what we must do for God.
所以前面两节经文告诉我们，我们该对神做些什么。
And the last two verses speak of what God will do for us.
最后两节经文就提到我们神要向我们做些什么。
And then in between you have verses 3 to 9.
那在中间呢，有三到九节的经文。
And in verses 3 to 9, I do not know whether you noticed this, but something that is said again and again.
那不知道你有没有注意到吗？就有一段有一种字句一直重复着。
And what is it?
是什么呢？
是什么呢？ What is it that what word is used or is repeated?
什么东西一直重复着啊啊出现
？Anyone?The voice of the Lord,
耶和华的声音
啊 ，and it's used six times, total six times here.
所以在这里就出现了六次。
So in verse three, the voice of the Lord,
第三节耶和华的声音。
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Verse four, the voice of the Lord is powerful. Verse five, the voice of the Lord breaketh. And then the verse seven, the voice of the Lord divideth. Verse eight, the voice of the Lord shaketh. Verse nine, the voice of the Lord maketh.Six times, right, this phrase, the voice of the Lord is used here in between verses 1 and 2 and verses 10 and 11.
所以在这第三到第九节我们看见耶和华的声音在这里出现了六次来形容各方面啊神所做的事情。
So, what is the point of this psalm?
那所以这诗歌的重点是什么呢?
Now, there are many things we can learn from this very, very rich and very deep psalm.
那从这个非常丰富的诗篇里头呢，我们能够学习许多许多的功课。
But I just want to draw one lesson this afternoon.
但今天下午呢，我只要来啊教导一样的功课。
And the lesson is this.
那这功课就是这样。
Has to do with the voice of the Lord.
那是跟耶和华的声音相关的。
And how we should respond to His voice.
然后呢，我们该怎么样回应耶和华的声音
？So one main point, one point, and the point is this.
就一个重点，那重点就是这个。
When God speaks, we must listen.
所以当神说话的时候呢，我们必须要垂听，要聆听。
God speaks, we listen.
当神说话，我们就要听话。
And why must we listen to Him?
那为什么我们要来听神的话呢
？Well, the first two verses tell us why.
所以前面两节经文就告诉我们为什么。
Look at how great and how mighty and powerful He is.
所以就看看我们的神是多么的伟大，多么的大能。
Because the commandment is issued, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength.
当然这里神也给我们的这个命令，告诉我们神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华。
We must listen to this God, the God of the Bible, because He is Lord, L-O-R-D, capital.
那我们必须要来听这位神，就是出于圣经的这位神，因为他是那位耶和华神。
That's right. The word Lord here is the Hebrew, Jehovah.
所以这 L-O-R-D 在英文里面的圣经指的就是在希伯来文里面的耶和华。
And the word Lord here is God's covenant name,to the nation of Israel.
这耶和华这个名字呢，乃是神与以色列百姓立约的名字。
In other words, you know, the Jews would know what this name means. It means God. We have a special relationship with God.
所以犹太人知道这个名字的含义，就是说他们与这位神有着非常特别的关系。
Jehovah is the living and true God, and He is our God, and we are His people.
所以耶和华神是那又真又活那一位神，我们是他的百姓，他是我们的神。
He belongs to us and we belong to him.
我们属于他，他属于我们。
And so, why do we listen to this God? It's because he has established a relationship with us.
那为什么我们要来听这位神的话呢？原因就是他与我们已经立了这个关系。
And it's not just with the case of God's chosen nation Israel, it also pertains to us, our relationship with God.
所以这不只是关乎神的选民，就是以色列国，这也关乎我们这些一切的，我们这里所有的信徒。
Because we are new covenant believers.
因为我们是新约里的信徒。
New covenant believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是新约里借着主耶稣基督成为信徒。
And because we are children of, because we are believers of the Lord Jesus Christ who died for our sins and rose from the dead, we now have this unbreakable relationship with the Creator God who has become our Father in heaven.
所以因为我们相信主耶稣基督为我们的罪而受死，并且三天后复活，我们信了他之后呢，我们成为信徒，因此我们就与这位神有了这个关系，他就成为了我们在天上的父神。
And he is, and When he speaks, we listen, not only because he is our covenant God, but also because of who he is. He is all powerful.
所以当他说话的时候，我们必须要听他的话，不只是因为他是我们与我们立约的神，另外一个原因就是他也是那位伟大全能的神。
He is all powerful and all glorious.
他是那荣耀蛮有能力的神。
It says, give unto the Lord, because he is so full of glory and strength.
你要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，因为他充满着荣耀，充满着能力。
And the God of glory thundereth.
并且呢，这个蛮有荣耀的神打雷，
and the Lord is upon many waters,
啊，耶和华也在大水之上。
So we find him also all knowing and ever present.
他也是全知的神，也是无所不在的神。
He rules over all.
他掌控着万有。
So this God is worthy of our listening.
所以这一位神是值得我们来聆听他的话语的。
And of course, this God, in who he is worthy of our worship.
这位神是那么样的一位神呢，他也配得我们来敬拜他。
That's why here the commandment is given, give unto the Lord. Give, give, give. Give him the worship that is due to him.
所以在这里我们看见命令这里就说到要把这一切归给他，把我们的赞美我们的敬拜也归给他。
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
我们要以圣洁的装饰来敬拜耶和华。
And when we worship the Lord, you know, it will change our lives.
所以当我们来敬拜耶和华神的时候呢，是会使我们的生命改变。
Please don't think that worship, you know, is something that is very mechanical. So every time we come to church on Sunday, we just spend an hour and a half or more and just sing hymns, read the scriptures, and then just do this, and that's it. It's not the case. When we come to the Lord in holy worship, the worship that we render to Him will change our lives.
所以不要把敬拜来当成好像非常机械化的，就是每一个礼拜我们来到教会一两个小时的时间，我们唱诗，我们祷告，我们聆听神的话语，就这样子罢了。其实敬拜呢，乃是当我们以圣洁的装饰来敬拜他的时候呢，是能够改变我们的心灵的。
So saying that it goes like this: worship is the mother of all virtues.
有一句话说到，敬拜呢是一切美德的母亲。
How to develop, you know, integrity, honesty, loving kindness, patience, you know, hope, love. I mean, all these important virtues in our life.
那怎么样能够在我们的生命里头养成这种忍耐爱心等等的各种美德呢？
When we learn to worship the Lord, all these things will take place. We will become you know, more moral, more holy people.
所以当我们来真正的来敬拜他的时候呢，这一切的美德都能够呈现在我们的生活里头。
The beauty of God's holiness will rub into us.
圣洁的装饰呢，就会来到我们的身上。
So worship is so important.
所以敬拜神是那么的重要。
So don't take your Lord's Day service lightly.
所以不要轻看主日的崇拜。
You know, each time we come, it has a very sanctifying influence.
所以每次我们来到敬拜的时候呢，它能够使我们成圣，它有这种的功能。
And this is what also the Lord wants us to do. And in the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question number one, what is the chief end of man? It is to what? To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
这也是神要我们做的，就如这威斯敏斯特要领问答的第一题问到，就是人的最终目的是什么？人最终目的就是要来荣耀他，并且永远以他为乐。
You see, when we worship the Lord, when we glorify Him, we will enjoy Him.
所以当我们来敬拜他的时候，我们来荣耀他的时候呢，我们也能够以他为乐。
We will experience Him in a very wonderful way.
我们也能够按着非常奇妙的方式来经历他。
We experience His forgiveness.
我们也经历他的饶恕。
He grants to us His peace that passes all understanding.
他赐给我们那超乎人想象我们的想象的平安。
He blesses us with joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength.
他赐给我们喜乐，我们也知道因靠着耶和华而得的喜乐是我们的力量。
Right now in our church and in our Bible college, I have a full-time staff. Our sister Joycelyn, I do not know whether you know her, but she contracted breast cancer.
那在我们的教会有神学院，我们有一个全职的全职服侍的一位姐妹，那她最近患了这个乳癌。
And of course, it is a very disheartening, news when you hear that you get cancer. It's something very, very disheartening and distressing.
所以当你听到你患了这个癌症的时候，知道这种消息对我们很多人来说是非常使人沮丧的。
And you have to go through surgery and then all kinds of therapies, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, hormone therapy can be very painful.
所以这种的状况呢，它必须要经历手术，之后呢还要经过各种各样的化疗，所以是非常痛苦的。
But when we face all our trials and difficulties and sufferings in life with full of faith in the Lord, glorifying Him, right, and also worshiping Him, we find that at least she found, and we should also, if we do the same, she found the Lord's grace and strengthening to be very real in her life.
所以当我们充满着信心，来带着一颗要荣耀神的那种心态来经历这种痛苦患难的时候呢，她这位姐妹就发现到神的恩典实在是临到她的身上。
So last night's prayer meeting, she came to testify how she thanks God for, for the cancer she's going through.
所以在昨天晚上的祷告会的时候，她就上前来向神感恩怎么样神让她经历的这个癌症的痛苦。
Because it drew her very close with the Lord.
因为借着这个癌症使到她越加的亲近神。
And she found the Lord also very close to her.
她也发现到神也与她亲近。
When she prays the Lord hears her prayers and answers her prayers in so meticulous and detailed way.
当他向神祷告的时候，他也发现到神也非常细节的来回应他，来应他每一项的祷告。
The Lord provides for her needs.
神也供应他的需要。
So she says, and I feel. And she says, when I was wheeled into the operating theater, I did not feel any fear. In fact, I was quite excited.About for the surgery.
当他坐着轮椅要进入手术室的时候，他说他心里面其实没有任何的恐惧，反而心里面是充满着这兴奋。
So all this kind of courage and good emotions, strengthening feelings, where do they come from? It comes from the Lord.
那这种胆量，这种的美德，这种的力量，这种的恩典是从哪里来的呢？是从耶和华神而来的。
Sometimes words cannot describe such feelings we go through. It's, Calvin says it's something you must experience for yourself.
那这种经历呢，很多时候不能够言语来完全表达的。加尔文说，我们必须要自己亲自的来经历，我们才能够明白。
The peace that passes all understanding. What is it? How to describe?
那这种超乎我们想象的平安，怎么能够去用言语来形容呢？除非我们自己去经历。
Very hard to describe.
很难去来描述。
You have to experience it for yourself.
你必须要自己亲自的来。
Sometimes the Lord allows us to go through a lot of pain and suffering and difficulties so that we might draw close to Him, and then He will bless us with His grace and peace so that we might experience God in a very real way.
所以有的时候神允许在我们生活当中经历一些痛苦患难，好让我们能够来亲近他，他也能够亲近我们，让我们能够，他也赐给我们他自己的恩典。好让我们能够真的实际上真正的去经历他的同在。
And this can only happen if we put God first, you see.
那这样子的经历能够发生，除非你先把神放在第一。
We worship Him, we glorify Him.
我们敬拜他，我们荣耀他。
And then we find God to be very real, very powerful, very precious in our lives.
那我们就会发现在我们生命里头的神是多么的真，多么的有大有能力。多么的与我们同在。
See, God not only speaks through His words, sometimes God also speaks to us through through the experiences we go through in life.
神不只是借着他的话语向我们说话，有的时候呢，神也借着我们生命当中所经历的一切来向我们说话。
You see, we know His words, and then when we go through such experiences, His words come to life.
我们知道，我们认识他的话语，但是当我们经历这种痛苦的时候，这种患难的时候呢，他的话语就在我们生命里头实现了。
So we not only know God academically, we really know God experientially.
那我们不只是要在这学术上、知识上来认识这位神，我们也要在经历上来体会他。
And then our faith increases, our faith grows.
那我们的信心就会成长，就会增加。
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
那我们知道，信道是从听道来，听道是从神的话来。
And of course, that comes through the meditation and the studying of the scriptures.
当然这也是要靠着我们来默想，来学习，来查考神的话语。
This also comes when we, put the scriptures into practice in our life, and then we will also begin to experience God when we worship Him.
所以但如果我们把神的话语应用在我们自己的生活里头的时候呢，我们也会经历神的话语的同在。
And this psalm written by David. David wrote it.
这首诗篇是
based on his experience.
这首诗篇是大卫所写的，他是按着他的经历而写下这篇诗篇。
So God speaks, we listen.
所以当神说话的时候，我们必须要听。
Because of who He is and what He is.
因为他是那么样的一位神，他是这么样伟大的一位神。
And how do we know that He is such a God, powerful and holy? And so forth.
那我们怎么知道他是那位那么伟大、那么蛮有荣耀的那位神呢？
Well, verses 3 to 9 tells us that God has revealed Himself to us.
那第三到第九节就告诉我们，神将他自己启示给我们了。
So how do we know? We know because God has revealed Himself through creation.
那我们怎么知道呢？因为神已经借着所造之物将他自己启示出来。
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters.
神耶和华的声音发在水上。
And the God of glory thundereth, the Lord is upon many waters.
荣耀的神打雷，耶和华打雷在大水之上。
So we see, of course, the glory and the power of the Lord, for instance, in the waters in the Genesis flood, where He destroyed the whole world.
我们看见神的大能，就是借着在创世纪里面所记载的大洪水，我们就看见神的大能。
That's how great and powerful He is.
所以，那我们的神是那么样的伟大，那么样的全能。
And today we see His power also in nature, in the weather. You know, the powerful forces of the wind and the sea, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the typhoons. All this show the great power of God.
那今天我们也能够借着自然界所发生的这些事情，我们所看见的这些台风、暴风雨等等的事件，都能够看出神的大能、神的能力。
And the power of nature which He controls.
这自然界的力量也是他所控制的。
We see it in how, you know, the trees, huge, solid, hardwood trees like cedars are broken.
我们也看见在第五节，非常壮大的这些树木，就如香柏树那样子的树，它都能够折断、震破。
And in Singapore, there are so many trees. Sometimes when there's a strong wind, a monsoon, and you see trees falling over, well, that's so it all displays the power of God.
所以在新加坡，我们有很多的树木，所以当有这种季候风来的时候，去得很强烈的时候，我们也看见这些树木倒下。所以这一切也告诉了我们，描述给我们。让我们知道这是神的能力，神的大能。
So the voice of the Lord refers to God revealing Himself, God speaking to us, revealing Himself, and He reveals Himself to us through nature and the power of nature.
所以，耶和华的声音指的就是他将自己启示出来，他是借着这自然界来向我们来告诉我们，他也是借着这自然界里头的这个能力来告诉我们，他是一位怎么样的神。
So it is very foolish for anyone to say that there is no God.
所以如果有任何的人说世界上没有神，那是一个非常愚昧的人。
God does not exist.
神不存在。
Well, then he is utterly foolish and blind.
啊，他是真的是非常的愚昧，非常的眼瞎。
Because when we look at creation, we see a whole lot of design.
当我们看见所造之物的时候呢，我们看见有很多的这个完漂亮的设计。
We see a whole lot of system.
我们也看见有许多的系统。
For instance, we look into the stars and you know the planet Earth is found in the solar system.
当我们看晚上看着这天空的星星的时候，我们看见我们的地球是在太阳系里头。
And all the planets revolving around the sun.
那所有的这些星球都在围绕着太阳公转。
And of all the planets in the solar system, is the planet Earth that has living creatures.
那在这么多的太阳系里面，这么多的星球里头呢，唯有地球有生命在里头。
Surely cannot be by chance.
啊，这一切肯定不是借着机率的。
And the very fact that the planet Earth is orbiting around the sun in a very specific route and a very specific speed tells us God made all these things, and then God is in control of all these things.
我们也看见地球公转，这太阳也有按着它的轨道，按着它的速度。我们知道这一切都是神计划好的，神在控制着。
So if we see such design, then it tells us there must be a designer.
所以当我们看见这样子计划这样子的设计的时候呢，我们就知道背后一定有一个设计师。
How can you say, oh, all these things are by chance or by accident? No one planned it, no one designed it, no one, you know, engineered all these things, and all these things just come into place. That is very foolish.
我怎么能够说这一切是靠着机率？没有人在后头设计，没有人在后头运作的这一切是靠着机率而发生的，这是非常愚昧的一种看法。
And the fact that God exists and He's still controlling things that the planet Earth is orbiting around the sun in a very specific route. Tells us he is someone who oversees and overrules.
那我们也看见，当我们看见地球是怎么样的绕着这太阳系，按着特定的一定的速度来公转的时候，我们知道神使它这么样发生。我们也知道神是那位掌控着这个系统的那一位神。
And if the planet Earth were to go out of orbit, out of its route, just a fraction nearer the sun or away from the sun, we are all in trouble.
那当这个如果这个地球在出轨道了，太接近太阳或远离太阳一点点的话呢，我们所有的人都会遭殃的。
We'll either be barbecued or we become ice cream, frozen icicles.
被这个被烤掉了，被这个热气烤掉了，不然就变成像冰淇淋一样的被冷冻起来。
The fact that there are seasons of the year, a time of rain and time of dryness is necessary for cultivation, for crops to grow properly, and for planting and for harvesting.
我们知道在地球上我们有着不同的季节，有雨季，有旱季，这一切都是为了要能够让这个地所种的东西能够成长。
There are these scheduled months of rain and sunshine.
所以这雨季和旱季都有按着时间而来的。
And then in temperate countries, there are the four seasons.
在比较北端、南端的这些国家，他们有四季。
And the seasons all come in their respective orders.
这些季节呢，也是按着他们的次序而来的。
But then if they all get messed up, summer, you know, after summer is supposed to be autumn, instead of summer, immediately is winter.And then after winter is supposed to be spring, and then instead of spring it is summer, and then everything get messed up, then I think this whole place will be chaos.
如果这些季节都已经混乱了，如果夏天之后不是秋天，突然间是冬天的话呢，各种各样的这种混乱呢，我们知道这我们所有的人都会遭殃。
But we don't see such chaos, we see order.
但我们没有看见这种的混乱，我们所看见的乃是秩序。
It tells us God exists.
这就告诉我们神存在。
God is speaking to us.
神向我们说话。
His voice is saying, I am the living and true God. I'm invisible. I created all these things, and I'm maintaining and sustaining all these things I've created for your sake.
这一切就是神在向我们说话，告诉我们他是肉眼看不见的。但他是存在的，他掌控这一切，为了就是你我。
The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. You say there's no God, you are fool.
那愚昧人说心里啊，愚昧的人心里说啊，这世界上没有神。如果你是，如果你认为世界上真的没有神的话，那你就是一个愚昧的人了。
And this God has revealed Himself to us in the Holy Scriptures.
那这位神也借着圣经将自己启示给我们。
So God not only speaks through creation, He also speaks through Scripture.
那神不只是借着所造之物向我们启示，他也是借着他的话语，他的啊圣经向我们启示。
And when He speaks to us through Scripture, that brings conviction, that brings conversion.
所以当他借着圣经向我们说话的时候呢，他能够使我们扎心，能够使我们悔改归主。
Things of the world, creation and nature tells us there is a God and He exists, but it cannot tell us how to have a relationship with this God.
那这所造之物能够告诉我们这位神存在，他是怎么样的那位伟大的神。但他不能够告诉我们如何能够跟这位伟大的神有这个关系。
It's only the scriptures, God's voice in scripture that can convict and convert us and tell us precisely who God is, and He is none other than Jesus Christ, what He has done for us, dying for us, shedding His precious blood, raised from the dead, so that we might have a personal relationship with Him and be saved.
那唯有借着神的话语才能够，我们才能够认识这位神到底是哪一位神啊？他就是那位啊、他就是啊、主耶稣基督啊！我们必须要相信他啊、并且相信他从死里复活啊！这样子的话呢，我们才能够与他有关系。
And it's only when we come to a personal relationship, you know, and believe and faith in this God and Savior, then can we really obey the commandments given to us in verse 1 and 2.
那唯有当我们来真正的相信他啊，并且重生得救的时候呢，那我们才能够来我们跟他有了这个关系之后呢，我们才能够有这个能力来顺服这里的命令，让我们把一切都归给他。
Then can we enter into his temple to worship him.
那这样子的时候呢，我们才能够进到他的圣殿来敬拜他。
And to speak of his glory.
来阐述、谈述他的荣耀。
Verse 9 says, the voice of the Lord maketh the heights to calm and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory.
第九节就说到耶和华的声音震动，母鹿落胎，树木也脱落景观。凡在他殿中的都称说他的荣耀。
And in order to be in his temple,
如果要到他的殿中的话，
to be convicted and converted,
能够知罪能够悔改，
we must humble ourselves before this God.
那我们就必须要在 这位神的面前谦卑自己。
So we must see that God is everything and we are nothing.
那我们要看见神是万有，我们是无有的。
He's very holy and we are utterly sinful.
我们他是圣洁的神，我们是那有罪的。
And then when we realize this, we humble ourselves and bow our knee, and even fall flat on our face to the ground, say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Please save me.
那当我们认识到这一点的时候呢，我们就会真的俯伏在地来向他求他来向我们施怜悯，来拯救你。
And this was what David experienced.
这也是大卫所经历的。
And in fact, in Psalm 2, you look at Psalm 2.
如果你翻到诗篇第二篇，
unless we humble ourselves, when God speaks, we listen. And we listen, and when we listen, we must listen humbly. Then there will be good result, good benefit.
所以当神说话的时候呢，我们要来听他话语的时候呢，我们必须要带着谦卑的心来听，这样子的话才能够使我们得到益处。
Maybe we should read Psalm 2. I think it sheds light on the Psalm 29 which we have just studied.
那可能我们要来念诗篇第二篇。
Verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?
外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么？
Let's read responsively. I'll read the first verse in English. You respond in Chinese with the second and so on.
第二节，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us.
那在天上的必发笑，主必耻笑他们。
Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure.
说我已经不以我的罪在西安，我的圣山上传。
I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee.
你求我，我就将列王的事赐给基业，将他赐他去你们延长。
Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
现在你们就要担当苦苦，你们世上的审判官该受教教。
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
当以自己心思恐怕他发怒，你们必在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡恼怒他的都是有福的。
When you realize how holy God is and how powerful He is, and He will judge, and if you humble yourselves, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling, kiss the Son, make peace with Him, lest He be angry. Right. 所以then you'll be blessed. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him.
所以当你看见这位神是那位圣洁的神，你就谦卑的来束缚他的时候呢，你就在就会像第十一节这里所说的，单纯敬畏侍奉耶和华，又单纯战兢而快乐，当以嘴亲嘴恐怕他发怒。底下这节就说到，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
That's what we read also in verses 10 to 11 of Psalm 29.
那这也是在第诗篇第二十九篇的第十到第十一节我们所读到的。
The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
这里两节就提到，洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王直到永远。耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓，耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
See, when we hear the voice of God, receive it humbly and obey his voice, then And by so doing, God is enthroned as King, Lord and King in our lives. Then, and we have faith in Him, the Lord will do good to bless us. The Lord will bless His people, He will bless us with peace. When we respond to His voice humbly, obediently, faithfully.
所以当神说话的时候，我们是带着一个谦卑顺服的心来听他的话语的时候呢，那样子的话，神就会在我们的心里面，在我们生命里头呢，坐着为王啊，神也会把他的平安的福赐给我们。
But if we are proud,
但如果我们是骄傲的人
，then we receive no blessing.
那我们就不能够领受到神的福气。
We only will experience God's justice.
我们只会经历神公义
，and His chastening.
还有他的管教。
And then one example would be Nebuchadnezzar.
其中一个例子就是尼布甲尼撒。
Right now in True Life BP Church, I'm preaching through the book of Daniel every Lord's Day.
现在呢，在真生命堂，我每一个主日都在传讲但以理书。
And Nebuchadnezzar was superpower, and God gave him a vast empire. He conquered many countries, and he became, you know, a king of kings, as the Bible says, king over other kings, above other kings.
尼布甲尼撒呢，在圣经里头，我们知道他是非常有一个非常强大的这个国度。他们圣经形容他是在万王之上的那一位国王。
And because he was such a king, so powerful, he became very proud.
因为他拥有这么大的这些权力，因此呢，他心里面非常的骄傲。
And didn't glorify God.
没有荣耀神。
Well, God dealt with him.
神就来审判他。
Maybe if you turn to Daniel chapter 4, you'll see this.
我们可能翻到但以理书第四章，我们就会看见。
God knows how to humble us.
神晓得怎么样使我们谦卑。
And I must say, God was very gracious to Nebuchadnezzar.
我就说，神实在是用慈爱恩典来对待尼布甲尼撒。
When we are proud against God and we speak against Him, God can strike us dead right there at the very moment.
所以当我们骄傲的时候，我们来抵挡说话的时候，抵挡他的时候呢，神其实可以马上把我们击死。
Just like, you know, remember Herod Agrippa in Acts chapter 12? He was dressed so gloriously in his royal robes, and then when he spoke, people say, oh, you're like a god. And then he he accepted that kind of a worship from the people. What did God do to him? He was struck dead right at the very moment, eaten up by worms.
那就好像在《使徒行传》第十二章里面所记载的那西律王，当这些百姓把来称赞赞美他的时候呢，他不把荣耀归给神，神马上把他击死在地。
We find also the same case with Nebuchadnezzar.
那我们在尼布甲尼撒身上，我们也看见同样的状况。
But God was very merciful to him.
但神却向他施怜悯。
Make him to become mad, insane.
那使他好像疯了一样。
Well, judgment came.
审判临到他。
But it was a judgment unto salvation.
但这审判是要使他得救的。
For Herod Agrippa, it was a judgment unto condemnation.
那对于那一位希律王来说呢，神的审判乃是要来使他沉沦。
See, God knows how to humble the proud.
那神知道怎么样使一个骄傲的人谦卑下来。
To some, he will humble them to death.
那对于某些人呢，神是借着死亡来使他们
谦卑。Others, he will humble them to life.
那对其他人呢，神要使他们得生命，来使他们谦卑下来。
Well, as God says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
那神说，我要向谁施怜悯，我就向谁施怜悯。
And in verse 21 here in Daniel chapter 4,
在但以理书第四章第二十一节
we read. Now here, now Nebuchadnezzar was very proud, and he boasted how this kingdom all was due to him. Okay, verse 30 first. It says here, the king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? And look at his pride here. It's all because of me. I did it. I have built, right, by the might of my power and the honor for the honor of my majesty. No glory to God.
第三十节我们这里就读到他说这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都要显我威严的荣耀吗我们看见他在炫耀他自己没有把荣耀归给神
And after he said this, what happened?
他说完这句话什么事情发生呢
Verse 31 While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, take note, God spoke a voice from heaven, the voice of the Lord.O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee.
三十一节这话在王口中上谕说完，有声音从天降下，所以我们看见这里指的就是耶和华的声音。他就说到你不讲一声啊，你不讲一声完了，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。
Thank God that you know God spoke.
我们感谢神，他说话了。
Because if God did not speak and then He acts.Then we are finished.
如果神不说话，他就行动的话呢，那我们就完蛋。
So sometimes, you know, in FEBC, we have our matron, Mrs. Toh.
那在有的时候，在我们的远东神学院，我们有我们的这个
Mrs. Ivy Toh, matron,
杜师母。
And right, and she is a disciplinarian.
她是管这个纪律的。
And she will scold the students.
她会骂学生。
Have you been scolded before?
Of course.
When I was a student, I also got scolded before.
当我做学生的时候，我也是被他骂过。
Because sometimes we don't do things rightly or properly or wrongly, and so she will chastise by scolding us, and then in order to teach and train us.
那有的时候我们因为没有把事情做好，或者是我们事情做错了，她就会来骂我们，为了要训练我们。
If she speaks and we hear a voice.It's good, although you know it may not be something we like to hear.
当他说话的时候，我们听到声音的时候呢？
Pleasant.
听到声音的时候，虽然这些言语可能在我们耳中不是那么好接受的。
But sometimes I see that you know even for to certain students, she stopped saying anything.
那有的时候我也看见对某些学生呢，他就不再骂他们了，不再说话了。
Now, when she no longer speaks,
当她不再说话的时候呢
？That means she has given up on you already.
就是代表说她已经放弃你了。
No hope anymore.
没有希望。
But if she speaks to you, then we still have hope.
那如果他跟你说话呢，那就代表你还有希望。
So if God still speaks, right? That's good. And God still speaks to Nebuchadnezzar.
那当神说话的，如果神还说话呢，那是好事。现在我们看见神还向尼布甲尼撒王说话。
And here we also read in verse 32, God also acted, and they speaks through His deeds.
那第三十二节我们也看见神行动了，神借着他的行动来向我们说话。
For God drove Nebuchadnezzar insane to become mad.
那神使尼布甲尼撒王变成疯子一样。
And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High God, the Most High, ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever He will.
所以第三十二节，你必被赶出，离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，且要经过其期，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁，就赐予谁。
So God speaks and God acts so that you might know Him.
所以当神说话他行动的时候呢，是要我们认识他到底是谁。
So that you might humble yourself before him.
啊，使到我们能够谦卑自己来到他面前。
And when you know him and humble yourself before him and believe in him, then you'll be saved, you have life.
所以当我们能够谦卑自己来认识他，来相信他的话呢，那我们就能够得救，我们就能够得到生命。
And this was what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Look at verse 34.
这就是在尼布甲尼撒王的身上发生的，在34节。
After 7 years of insanity.
七年的这个疯子的生活。
And he learned his lesson.
他就学到功课了。
And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High.I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou?
复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活的活到永远的神。他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代，世上所有的居民都算为虚无。在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦住他手。我问他说，你做什么呢？
And verse 37, Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven.All whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase.
37节说到，现在我你不讲你上赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平，那行动骄傲的他能降一杯。
So God speaks.
所以神说话了，
We must listen.
我们就要听话。
And he speaks to us as children, Christians, through the scriptures.
他向我们基督徒，那我们身为他的儿女，他是借着圣经向我们说话。
And if we will just believe what the Bible says, take the scriptures seriously and obey his word, good things will happen in our lives.
如果我们认真的来看待圣经，来顺服，来相信圣经里面的话语的时候呢？有神会把这些益处好处赐给我们。
Life need not be so painful.
生活就不需要那么样的痛苦。
I mean, life is painful enough.
我们知道生活已经非常痛苦了。
Because we are living in a sin-cursed world.
因为我们所活在的这个世界是充满着罪恶与咒诅。
But you don't want the pain that comes from God, or God sends to you to chastise you.
但你不要从神那里来的疼痛，当神来管教你的那种疼痛。
Can be spared from God's caning, the pain that comes from God's chastening.
那我们可以免过神管教我们的那种疼痛。
If we walk humbly and obediently before the Lord, you know, when He speaks to us through His Word.
这就是当他借着 他的话语向我们说话的时候呢，我们愿意的谦卑来顺服他。
But when we don't want to listen to God, to His word, and there's so many things here He teaches us and He commands us to do, and we refuse to do so, we are proud. God's voice, God will still speak, but this time through what? Through His actions, through His deeds.
当我们心里面骄傲，我们认识了他的话语却不一顺服的话呢，那我们神就会向我们说话，但是借着他的行动来向我们说话。
Right, to Nebuchadnezzar here.
就好像尼布甲尼撒王一样。
Reduce him to live, to behave, and live like a wild animal and drove him into madness.
使他能够谦卑，使他降为卑，好像野兽一样，与野兽住在一起，好像疯人一样。
And God can send such things into our lives.
神也能够让这种经历来到，使他这种经历进入到我们的生活里头。
Chastise us with sickness, for instance, or disease.
用一些病痛来管教我们。
Or accidents happen in our life, and then it, you know, to take away our health or our property or even our possessions, our loved ones.
可能在我们里头生活里头呢，发生了一些意外，我们就失去了我们的健康、我们的财物，或者是我们的亲人。
I mean, the Lord can deal with us in so many ways.
神能够按着各种各样的方式来管教我们
，to humble us, to so that we will not be so proud against Him.
来使我们谦卑，好让我们不那么一样的骄傲来对待他。
But we can spare from God speaking very, you know, harshly towards us to teach us.
我们能够来免去神用非常严厉的话语来向我们管教。
If we will have faith and humility when he speaks gently through his word, once we hear twice, and we hear faithfully, and we hear humbly, and then we immediately right do what he says.
我们可以免去这种严厉的话语，就是当神非常温柔的借着他的话语向我们说话的时候，他说一次，我们就等于听了两次的时候呢。那我们就不用经历那种的管教。
And when we hear God, so in the right way, when He speaks, when we hear His voice, and we immediately follow, then our path will be good and smooth, and we receive blessings immediately from the Lord.
所以，当我们来听神话语的时候呢，我们是带着对的心态来听的时候呢，那我们的生命里头的道路呢？就可以平坦，是容易走的。
So the voice of the Lord, hear, listen to it.
所以耶和华的声音我们必须要听。
So this lesson is very important. When God speaks, let us listen.
所以这个功课非常的重要。当神说话的时候呢，我们必须要听。
Know that He is everything, we are nothing.
知道他是万有，我们是无有。
We need Him.
我们需要他。
We need Him to live. We need Him to succeed in our Christian life.
我们需要他来复活，我们需要他来在我们的生命里头作为一个信徒能够成长，能够成功。
We must realize how great and how powerful He is.
我们要看见他是那么样一位有能力的神。
How holy He is.
他是那么样一位有圣洁的神。
We realize how sinful we are.
也看见我们自己是多么的罪恶。
And how we need to know Him more and more.
我们要更多的来认识他。
And to walk humbly before Him.
来以能够谦卑的来与他同行。
So I pray this song is instructive. When God speaks, we listen.
所以我希望这个诗篇能够来教导我们一些功课。当神说话的时候呢，我们愿意来听他的话。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy word, Thy truth, which is so precious and so powerful.
天父上帝，我们要感谢你的话语，你的话语是那么样的真实，那么样的宝贵。
So Lord, we pray that when Thou speakest to us, we pray, O Lord, that we will be ready and quick to listen.
天父上帝，我们也祷告，当你向我们说话的时候呢，我们能够马上的来回应，来听你的话语。
Our minds and our hearts would be very humble before Thee.
我们的心思意念都能够在你的面前谦卑。
You are always right, and we are always wrong.
你都是正确的，我们常常都犯错。
We will repent of our ways and follow Thy good word.
我们愿使我们愿意能够悔改，能够跟随你的道路。
So that our life here on earth might be peaceful and prosperous, all for thy glory.
好让我们在地上的生活能够有平安，能够有神你的祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.